Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show.
Smith and Rowland.
Smith and Rowland Show.
Right. We have special guests with us today.
Really?
Yeah, Jason Barr.
Yep.
No, he's leaving us.
I'm leaving you.
For a week.
What? This is my last week here on the show.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the great country.
He's going to Cuba.
What are you doing over there?
We're gonna be working. I'm gonna be working in a church down there, helping them with their live stream stuff. So we're taking down a whole setup there for their church.
He's setting them up right.
So we're gonna
good deal.
And there's not that much of that going on down
there.
No, that's good.
It's been quite interesting.
How long are you gonna be down there?
Be down there for a week.
Week.
Yeah.
All right.
So it should be pretty interesting. Well, if you're just now joining us, make sure you head on over to the Smith and Rowland Show.
That's right.
Actually, it's thekingdompropheticsociety.org. That's where you want to go. And Jeff will be there waiting on you this week since I will be unavailable. He'll be there to answer all of your...
No matter
what the issues are, he's got an answer for you. But you know who I'm going with?
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Trevor Craig.
He's going with the dog.
TC.
Hold it.
That's right.
Trevor Craig is my friend. I want the world to know that.
So we did get prayer today at church, just to making sure that the communist demon didn't jump on us while we were there.
Good. Excellent.
We don't end up with that. Should be a good trip.
Yeah, it will be a good trip. I guarantee it will.
That will be a good trip, and Cuba will never be the same.
That's for sure.
I know.
We do have a little bit of a topic here.
Go ahead.
I'd love for us to consider.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Men of God, great renowned
Theos are.
Okay, here we are.
Yeah.
The stream.
Yeah.
This one's concerning me a little bit. I mean, for at least 30 seconds.
Okay.
Woke Jesus, how a doctrine of demons is infiltrating Christianity. Awoke Jesus. Now listen. Okay, I hadn't read it yet. A doctrine of demons is invading Christian churches across America, twisting the Bible to advance leftist ideologies that divide people, warns a pastor and author of the book, Woke Jesus, the False Messiah, Destroying Christianity. I think it is a doctrine of demons. Lucas Miles, pastor of an affluent church in Granger, Indiana, said at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, in Orlando on Monday. This happened on Monday. I mean, it's intentional. It is to divide people. He warns that woke Christianity or progressive Christianity or the leftist or Christian left boils down to a false version of the faith, tracing back to a Marxist substructure, which I think Jason touched on last week, that refrains the faith in terms of oppressors and oppressed. Look, wokeism is anti-what?
Antithetical.
To Christianity, Miles says. Mm.
I just have one question.
Yes, bring it on.
This woke Jesus guy, is he white?
Yes.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure.
Well, no, I stand corrected. He's polka dotted.
Polka dotted. So he's okay.
Yeah. I don't know what
politically country. Correct Jesus.
I don't know what country that is.
That's what he's... Safe.
But that's what he's, yeah, that's, exactly that's what pretty he's much. Yeah. And I think that I would have to say that, in which we've discussed this in times past, but we've touched on it, but there's a part of Christianity that, there's part of being a Christian that is liberal.
Yes.
And then, but it's not woke.
Right.
And, but it is a part.
Well, you bring that up, and liberals in the 60s, in the 1960s,
mm-hmm.
We're talking just politics now, not concerning mm-hmm. Christianity, but in politics, liberals in the 60s is the Republican Party today.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. As far as the stands they took,
they were that bad,
and the things that they said. Yeah. Well, liberals was that conservative.
Yeah, they were
in
that
the '60s.
Man,
they were that conservative. One liberal philosophy everybody knows the speech that John F. Kennedy made when he said this: "Ask not what the country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." That's a conservative principle. Now, in the '60s, it was a liberal That was part of the liberal
makeup. That's how conservative they used to be.
You're right, yeah. The Democrats of the 60s would be the Republicans of today.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid
that tells you where
it's moved.
Where it's moved, exactly. And it also should warn us that in one issue, you can take one issue. When you compromise one issue, it's a slippery slope that leads you in a downward spiral towards something else. You know, it's just like the entire abortion issue. It started out, those that were pro-abortion said it should be seldom and it should be regulated heavily. Well, that has went from that to what it is now, that let's just abort for any reason and at any time. And you know, now
we see it also gets in, you know, as we're speaking about the last days, which we do quite often. The wokeism ideology, I would say, is held into the form of what we call Christendom, which is it doesn't. It's just a form of Christianity,
right?
And you and I discussed this a little bit just off the cuff last week, Jeff, as we were discussing Bible doctrine and theology, and on how we are pre-tribulation persuasion
believers.
And I say that I am pre-trib, give or take 6-7 years, and then we have in Christendom, see, there's a lot of people, they believe by scripture that the church is going through the tribulation, and I get it.
I agree with that,
because Christendom is going through tribulation.
The institution. I talked about that this morning.
Did you really?
I sure did. Here's what I.
What was your persuasion?
One thing that I brought up was this: we have to learn how to make a difference where God makes a distinction. Every time, if you don't, it will lead you into some kind of doctrinal error. What we talked about this morning was, I said the apostate church will go through the tribulation.
Jason, I think Jeff got my notes this morning. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm already called it.
Yeah, the believing remnant is caught up.
Mm-hmm.
I did draw a distinction in Revelation 13, and we talked about this past week a little bit, but in Revelation 13, it says that Satan will prevail over the saints.
Mm-hmm. For a little bit.
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
So that looks like a contradiction.
It's right. And the deal is those messages are for two different groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
The saints of the tribulation are not the saints of the church.
No, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. The church is gone. So I do believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, and I think that when you don't make distinctions where God does, then it can lead you into this openness for seduction of doctrines of devils, such as wokeism.
Mm-hmm. And it would do that.
Yeah. Because we've left that, what we talked about last week, that plumb line of truth.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a standard of rightly dividing the word of God so that we don't fall prey to doctrines
that are doctrines wrong. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And rightly dividing, I mean, some translations say handle correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what that rightly dividing means is making the distinctions in Scripture.
Yeah.
Just to be able to, and it's amazing. I mean, I mentioned it again this morning, but it is amazing how people are losing the ability to make distinctions.
You know, this past week I was listening to a podcast, and I'm not going to say the guy's name, because just saying his name can get you kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about how, you know, you used to say marijuana is a gateway drug to something. Or you would say homosexuality. Like, so when homosexuality was a key issue, people said, oh, this, you know, you heard a lot of people say, this is just a gateway drug gateway into people being able to marry kids or pedophilia or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He says you no longer can say that it's not.
That's exactly right.
You no longer can say that these things are not, because at first it was, well, just let, you know, guys be able to sodomize each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the trans, you know, now it's becoming the trans thing. And now before, like, is the next thing kids?
Well, let me tell you.
It's already starting. So it's like that. It's you can't, well, the whole compromise, what kind of brought that up to my mind was the whole compromise thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You compromise one thing.
And it leads,
and it leads to destruction.
It leads, it
that's
leads
right. There are
this guy's not even what I would consider a Christian.
No, yeah. I know right. who you're talking about. I yeah. think I heard it also.
The yeah. It leads to now communities that are hollering for their rights are those that are into polygamy.
Yeah. yeah.
And there's actually, this is actually mm-hmm. going on now because the government has took a stand that said that they can't tell you who to love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so therefore, how are you going to tell somebody that's got four wives, he's going to say, I love these women, they love me. So that is already started yeah. as a result of, yeah. you know, the
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When did the where is the government supposed to get in the love business?
Exactly. They're not, I don't think
that's the 60s.
Like, oh. I don't know. I mean, we're really slipping.
I have an answer in yeah. terms yeah. of what Jason just said.
I'm afraid to give it. Keep it to yourself.
But you know, can I tell you that is right, though? The government, I don't even think the government has any business in a heterosexual marriage. That's up to God.
Mm-hmm.
God but sanctions that.
This particular person was using this as an example to say, this is the beginning of every demise yes. of civilization that we know of.
Absolutely.
When you start allowing this type of behavior in your civilization, it's that you're reaching the end.
This from history.
So whether, I mean, that, I it's mean, I'm sure there's.
It's a true statement.
Yeah.
It is. And from history, we are now, with all of these social issues that's confronting us, we are now the mirror image of the Roman Empire in its last days.
Well, that is what Babylon looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
God destroyed, God separated Babylon,
mm-hmm.
and he confounded mm-hmm. their languages, mm-hmm. and he scattered them, they were trying to, I'm pretty well, much persuaded the reason they were building this building, a lot of people say they were trying to build it to God. I think mm-hmm. we're trying to build it, getting ready for the next flood. I think mm-hmm. it's trying to get out of the water. But because they knew their behavior mm-hmm. had equal destruction, yeah. and so I think they were looking for destruction again. But God nonetheless scattered them, and we know, according to the book of Revelation and down through mm-hmm. history, that Babylon has continued to try to reform
yeah.
in the spirit of Babylon. Even though God confounded the languages, it's continually tried to reform.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're looking at our world scene today, the Great Reset and yada yada, all the things that there are, Babylon is trying to constantly reform. And God's going to let it mm-hmm. one of these days, according to Revelation, when that great harlot comes in on
right,
the seven
yeah.
beat.
And it's going to happen when the Holy Spirit is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy Spirit's gone. God's
going to restrain.
He's going to let it happen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so when he lets it happen, and then, of course, that's what ushers in a lot of the problems that God really sending some judgment upon the earth, because he's going to say, okay, you want you some, go get you some.
Yeah.
And then God says, finally, for all, and then we get, of course, as we get into the book of Revelation, then we can start seeing it unfolding. Yeah. So until that great climax, there's no mistake about it. We are warring against that spirit of Babylon. And we have some people in other countries that are Muslim mm-hmm. That will look upon the United States as that great whore of Babylon.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, they were apostate. And I cannot deny, but a lot of that filth and
absolutely.
Mess doesn't yeah. come out of our country. Now, mm-hmm. that hasn't always been so. But to understand that Babylon is continually trying to reform,
mm-hmm.
is continually mm-hmm. trying to rise back up again, because it finally will here one
yeah.
day. Or mm-hmm. I think we're in the rising
yeah.
up.
And
actually,
I think the troubling thing personally, and this is not no news flash to anybody, the troubling thing is that it's beginning to appear that the spirit of Babylon is rising up more now in America mm-hmm. than it is anywhere.
Wow.
Because we are adopting more woke policies than any other country in the world. Europe's behind us.
I don't know this, but I feel like everybody's kind of laughing at us.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
No, just a little bit. I mean, I can't prove that.
I think that's a...
I can hear it in the distance.
Without a doubt, yeah.
But, you know, it kind of rears its head, for lack of better words. I mean, did y'all see, was it last week, the whole Target debacle? Where Target decided they were going to release some Pride shirt or a Pride clothing line for kids, but it was all satanic.
Yeah.
Like, and so... I thought I would just pull one of their shirts here so we could look at it.
Oh, boy.
So I thought this was probably the truest thing I've seen. Satan respects pronouns.
And that's on a kid's shirt.
That's on a kid's shirt. I mean, that's pretty accurate.
At Target.
At Target. I think they probably pulled it.
I think they pulled it.
Well, did they pull it?
Well, they claimed they did not know that one of the artists of these... stuff that Jason
that doesn't look satanic at all.
They claim,
how could they have known that was Satanism?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's so hidden. You know what I'm saying?
Well, their claim was they said they didn't know that this artist was also a Satanist, but not, let's
well,
like
and
say,
let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
But they did pull a lot of it.
Yeah,
and I think they even took it off of the front and kind of moved it back at the back. And in some stores now, I think it's been removed even.
And I know this is...
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, I heard the same thing you did, but I don't know if it's true.
I know this has been on the news, so you've probably heard this, but the Los Angeles Dodgers is doing a tribute for Pride Month.
No, don't tell me that.
And
they're going to do a rainbow ball.
No, let me tell you, they've got a group that is coming in that puts a man on a cross like Jesus.
Really?
And... the transgenders are crawling all over him and the cross in blasphemy against the cross of Christ. So they come under fire for doing it, and they ended up canceling the event. Then they come under fire from the activists that wanted to do it, and now the event's back on. Mm. So
it is back
on. Yes, and that's they were showing a clip of that this morning. I saw where I come up with the description. I saw it on the news. The thing that troubles me about this, now just consider this for a minute. What we're seeing is a false religion that got its foundation from wokeism.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And listen to this. This false religion has now found its way into corporate America. It's now found its way into the sports world. And unfortunately, we can play like it's not so all we want to, but unfortunately, this woke mentality is finding its way into the church, and the church is falling for it. Mm. The church is falling for it.
Yeah.
And now, that's the most troubling thing. Mm. Now, are we surprised by that? Probably not, because there is going to be this apostate church that goes through the tribulation period.
Exactly.
And I made the statement today as well. This was something that everyone has the wrong. I've said this before. We talked about this a year ago or better.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made the statement, everyone asked the wrong question. Everybody asked, when does the rapture take place? The right question is, when does the tribulation period start? That's the right question. So we see all of these things unfolding. Paul said, in the last days, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
Told Timothy that. All right. So we know that the church is involved in that.
Right.
They're going to depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
This author of this article saying that the foundation of that is wokeism. I believe that. So what it's telling us is, because the political world has adopted wokeism as a political philosophy, the church is mirroring the political world while they're standing up and saying, we don't want to be political.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, the government's becoming more religious through the religion of wokeism. The church is swallowing these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils by remaining silent. And the social structure of our country is deteriorating while all this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Some take the mentality, well, it's going to happen anyway. Why say anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the mandate of Scripture. Mm-hmm. It's not the will of God. So it would really be hard to be accurate in a prophetic sense if you're not tuned into the will of God, because the will of God is the foundation of all prophecy. Mm-hmm. Would that be right?
That wouldn't be right.
Therefore, the church is becoming more and more and more apostate in its structure. That does not mean that there is not a believing remnant out there that's chasing after Jesus with all their heart. Mm-hmm. And I believe God will meet them. And I think there'll be pockets where the Holy Spirit matches with intensity
mm-hmm.
the same release of the evil spirits that we see all around us. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yes, and I would like to think that God's army could be noticed on planet Earth also.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That it's here.
That's
and it's,
exactly right.
It's a force to be reckoned with.
That's
according
exactly right.
to the Apostle Paul, to the principalities and powers in the air, it was supposed to be made known through the church.
Yes.
That's the whole thing of Scripture. You remember Michael Brown. He said, I imagine you can't wait to go another week or month or year without reading another article or subject about the LGBTQ+. But here we are in 2023 in the midst of a cultural implosion in common sense, decency, the fear of God, a deep love for people calls me to cry again. In the aftermath of the Los Angeles Dodgers inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence drag team, oh my goodness, to their June Pride night. That's what you were referring
Yeah, and let me
to.
Can I say one thing before you read on? I want mm-hmm. you to continue that, reading it, but I want to say one thing. One of the philosophies of that group the Dodgers is mm-hmm. having is go and sin some more. That's
well, the, I mean, they got
that's the philosophy.
They got the first three words, right?
But that's, how blasphemous is that to take a verse of Scripture out? Now, and if you see the skit of this group, it's bad.
If you want to sin, just sin. Attack the Word of God or blaspheme. I mean, I say why, not like I don't know the answer. I do know the answer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, is it not amazing that how to make fun of and blaspheme the Word of God and God Himself? And I'll tell you what's truth. I'm really not kidding. I would not want to be in a 100-mile radius of that crowd.
No, and furthermore, I do want to say this, and I think we've mentioned this before, but notice how these activist groups never come out against the Prophet Muhammad or Islam.
Yeah, they wouldn't wake up in the morning.
I mean, seriously, think about that for just a second. They don't come out against Muhammad or Islam. Mm-hmm. Because and if they did, the government would put a stop to that.
They probably would.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'd call it hate speech.
Yeah, it's okay to mock and blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ. That seems to be allowed under this cloak of free speech.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yet we don't have the freedom to even speak out in many ways any longer against our government without censorship.
But watch this. Yeah. I know it's not possible, but listen, this Brown, he goes on to say this. The Dodgers have gone far beyond Bud Light, which have reportedly lost billions of dollars after making Dylan Mulvaney mm-hmm. a male into an online poster girl. In the case of Budweiser, the backlash began with Mulvaney posted a video, and you know the story, and it says the company stock value is now plummeted. Now the L.A. Dodgers, in the case of the Dodgers, after initially disinviting the Jesus-mocking, Mary-mocking, Catholic-mocking sisters, in the light of the Catholic protest, the Dodgers re-invited them with other LGBTQ+ groups, threatened to drop out, and they had the gall to do this in the name of diversity. Now, for the love of Pete and Paul... Yeah. And the whole crowd.
I think I find you at a speechless point here.
You find me hunting for words of how. Now this is, come on, you got to agree with me on this. It used to be that you made things and you sold it because you had customers. Now, this approach in sales has nothing to do with trying to sell a product or run a business.
That's exactly.
It has nothing to do with it.
No, now, it does not.
So what you have, it's all about morality and moral issues. So what you have is companies have changed They don't need to have a company name. They need to call it a church name. They have changed who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think that LGBTQ plus has changed, look at the LA Dodgers.
Yeah,
look at Bud Light.
Yeah.
Look at these companies have been through a greater change than these people they're promoting.
Yeah.
Because here you had a company that is going to sell a merchandise to make a profit for yourself or your stockholders. Now, just think about it. That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Now they find themselves in a place of setting moral standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pushing against the moral standards, and they're going to redefine them, which is 100%, 100% and 200% spiritually motivated.
Right.
Has nothing to do. Our only hope is they hurry up and go broke.
Yeah, that's right.
That's our hope.
That's right. And
but I mean, really, it's a transformation from a corporation into a satanic church.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's just beyond. I don't know. Of course, I'm 70 years old. It's really hard. It's really beyond me.
And so if you're just down, join us, make sure you head over to thekingdompropheticsociety.org and check it out. Let's wrap up this segment.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.